Welcome, I'm your host, Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly finance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. This Sunday, June 28th, we dive into the latest developments impacting Australian consumers and businesses alike. Starting with the housing market, a tide of changes is shifting the sands. Domain's latest projections suggest softer housing prices, especially in Sydney and Melbourne. Factors like affordability, interest rates, and local supply dynamics are influencing values. For those considering mortgage refinancing, it's a wake-up call. Significant price drops could impact equity and loan-to-value ratios, ultimately affecting borrowing capacity. Be sure to assess your financial position, consider rate scenarios, and get a grip on lender policies before making a move. Meanwhile, anyone with a dream of sailing the open sea best be prepared for stiff currents. Our marina sector, according to recent data from the Marina Industries Association, is showing buoyant demand. Australia's marinas generate an impressive $965 million in revenue, offering 24,000 jobs nationwide. But with high occupancy rates floating around 85.4%, the berth and marine services markets are as competitive as ever. Apart from the initial costs of acquisition, potential boat owners need to budget for storage and service, especially given the prevailing industry labor shortages. In more news for tradies and small operators, there's a new challenger on the light-duty market. DFAC Trucks Australia offers the Australian-assembled and car-licensed Captain 45 work-ready truck. Priced at $59,990, it promises functionality and safety with its Cummins Euro 6 engine, advanced features, and a towing capacity of 3,500 kilograms. Though the introductory offer ends September 30, 2026, it's worth considering if you're in the market for larger payload capacities without weighty licensing requirements. Lastly, over in the SME lending sector, Judo Bank's share price slip is sounding alarm bells. A wave of rising loan losses has led to a drop in its full-year profit forecast, signaling harder times ahead for SME borrowers. With loan impairments potentially hitting 3% of gross loans by the end of this month, credit scrutiny is intensifying. SMEs looking for funding need to brace for a tougher climb, enhance their financial preparations, and explore multiple lending options. Strong financial management is your armor in these testing times. That wraps up our weekly finance news this Sunday, June 28th. For more insights and services, visit Financial Services Online at our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. As always, stay informed, stay prudent. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.